meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Snoop Dogg is our guest tonight. Amen.
Church.
Snoop, well, let's see. I've not seen since I was at the Bishop Don Juan's house.
Yeah, the honeycomb hideout. That's what we call it. Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate that love.
One of the bigger name pimps in town. Not as big as Snoop Dogg, of course, but Bishop Don Juan, quite a dichotomy. He lives in a crappy two-bedroom apartment that has a Rolls Royce parked out front. He's a man who has his priorities.
He heard him, homie. That's cool.
Oh, no, I love him. He showed us how to dress, showed me the proper way to hold a gold chalice and to drink champagne. It's quite a day. Put his shoes on. Drew, I've showed you that video.
No, I never saw that.
Oh, it was great,
no.
Great man.
I saw you and Jimmy getting high with Snoop.
I don't remember that. But you know what was funny? Then we got high again, and
then I got high.
We were standing out front of Bishop Don Juan's apartment, and Snoop was inside, and we had to wait for the bishop to come on down and fire up the rolls before we rolled with him, which took about 2 hours. But luckily, an ice cream truck came by. And you know, we were stoned. And, you know, Jimmy, when he gets stoned, he goes nuts, you know. And I convinced Jimmy that he was just putting the finishing touches on his ABC deal. And I said, Jimmy, the deal is not complete unless they throw in the Snoop DeVille, which is Snoop's Cadillac, which custom. I don't know if it's come out yet. It is out. I've seen a lot of them on the road.
No, because, you know, Cadillac acting like they don't want to do it now. But
what?
It's all to the good. Yeah, so I'm probably going to do it myself. So I'm going to leave y'all a number that y'all can hit me at if y'all want y'all personalized Snoop DeVilles, you know, through my system. You dig, in a real way.
Well, I think Snoop or one of the posse members pulled up in what was like a prototype Snoop DeVille, right?
Yeah, it was.
Is it Escalade or Escalator?
No, it's a car.
It's the
DTS.
DTS.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Right, and it's nice. It's got some fur
like
in it and some leather and
diamond
it's
in the back, sunroof top.
Yeah, it's really was nice. I could see you driving that, by the way. True.
Yeah, you get a lot of girls, baby.
Little gold anodizing where it counts. Anyway. Jimmy was so stoned that I had him absolutely convinced that he was going to tell ABC that they needed to throw a car in on the deal because that's a power move. That's the kind of move Snoop would do.
He'd say, positioning.
Say, I need the cash, I need the contract, I need this, I need that, but you got to throw in something.
Yeah, something to make me feel like the deal is worth doing.
Right. So Caddy has backed off the Snoop DeVille.
Yeah, they backed off, so maybe Chrysler, GM, or somebody like that would get involved. You never know.
Yeah. I think GM makes Cadillac, though, which is probably a problem.
Might want to jump over Cadillac's head, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see,
boss.
Right.
You
know, that's right.
Boss. Instead of talking to the underboss, I go talk to the real boss.
That's right. All right. Snoop here talking about the smokeout, which is going on at the Coliseum this Saturday, 3 to 2. Mm-hmm. Edema was talking about that last night.
Are you listening to Edema?
They were in here last night.
Serious?
Yeah.
That's my homeboy.
Yeah, this is Edema.
Yeah, Tommy Chong's gonna be
Tommy
here.
Tommy Chong, the one that talks like that.
And Everlast, you doing Everlast impression?
I love Everlast.
Cypress,
jump around.
Cypress Hill is gonna be in here on Thursday. All these guys are gonna be in here, and it's all talk about the smokeout. But Snoop, by the way, is coming out to do some phone calls in Vegas with us this weekend.
So we'll all be out there.
And Drew's gonna be out there too. So
fascinating.
Yeah, man, we'll roll with
y'all
Snoop.
On that show too?
That's my show, yeah.
It is?
Yes.
That's a great show, man.
You like that show?
I love it. I let my kids watch it too. It's fly.
We're going to make a puppet out of you?
You might as well, man. You know they canceled me off the Muppets because of Bill O'Reilly.
Really?
Yeah, I did a segment with him, and then he started talking, and they took me off, so it's all cool.
Well, wait a minute. Now we were talking last night. We heard that you gave up weed. Is that true?
Uh-huh.
How long has it been?
About 115 days.
Really? Drew... You want to do a urine test, or you believe him?
It would still be positive, so.
Yeah, really? Still, you got to give me what? 120 days?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm five or 6 days away.
No weed, nothing for 115 days.
Yes, sir.
That not even a roach.
No, I just been walking
resins.
Through. I've been walking through clouds of weed. You know, my homie still smokes, so I
right.
walk through the clouds.
So you just stand up and you get high.
No, I just you know walk to the other room. You
and
know
you just
saying?
You just quit cold turkey. There's
yeah.
no patch, no
no none of that.
No doctor, no
patch,
nothing. Jesus Christ, Drew, what do you think?
That can happen, right, Doc?
It can happen, but you get pretty irritable and depressed when you stop, huh?
He doesn't
nah,
seem
but you
that
know,
bad.
You know what I substituted it for? I substituted it for my kids. I started spending time with
started
my
smoking
kids.
Your kids?
Good.
No, I started spending time with them. I wasn't spending time with them. I was always smoking weed instead of spending time with them.
That's good.
That's nice.
That's a good thing, Doc.
Eventually, the weed stops working for you, too, right?
Yeah, it didn't get me high no
That's
more.
Right. But the problem when you stop when you're at that point is you can get really depressed for a few months afterwards, so watch out.
Oh, it's a depression time?
Yeah, and for, you know, I'm trouble for remembering things and
oh, okay.
finishing stuff.
But if I'm busy, though, I'm like stuck to the script right now.
That's
I got
good.
So many things to
That's
do
good.
Right now.
You're sort of maintaining, you're managing.
Yeah, I'm maintaining. Yeah. I like that word.
All right, let's take some calls. Snoop Dogg here tonight, Smoke Out Saturday night, and Nina?
Yes?
You're 24?
Uh-huh.
Well, that Smoke Out's going to be a test for you, Snoop Dogg.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's
so
called
you think
the
I should
out.
Back out and not do the show?
I don't know, but Drew, you know, he's going to the Smoke Out.
It's going
to
be tough for him.
You know there's going to be some
maybe,
smoke
Maybe he'll start a trend, though. Maybe he'll see
yeah.
Cypress Hill.
Oh,
no.
Be real? Never.
No, I'm going to be as Bobo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
Nina?
Yes?
You're 24.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I have a question for you. Hi, you guys are all great. I love you so much, Adam.
Great.
Anyways, I have a question. When you masturbate in the bathtub and you switch the temperature, let me give you a little visual. When you straddle the nozzle and you, like, switch the
Oh, no,
really
baby.
Really hot.
You switch the temperature.
You make it really hot, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, the hotter you get, can that, like, damage you? Can it, like, hurt you? Because that's, like, at the point where it, like, makes me cum.
I mean, you could burn yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm not, like, on the inside. That's what I'm asking.
If it starts smelling like a clam bake, it's time
nah,
to turn it.
Nah.
It's time
nah.
to turn it down.
Right? Yeah, you can burn yourself, but that's all.
Way out big. There's no one.
All right. But listen, you would know it. I mean, it's like, how do you know if you're burning yourself when
Anywhere
you're standing
else.
Next to a space heater?
That's
you
right.
don't you don't sit on it. You stand next to it.
Or if you were getting infections recurrently from this, you would know that you were sort of causing some irritation. But it doesn't sound like you are, huh?
Okay.
All right. Are you high, baby?
A little bit, not too much.
Just a little.
Hey, it was just for Snoop.
I know that's right. I appreciate that, baby girl. You need some real
hey,
meat
here
in your life.
You.
Playing with the little water thing.
Yeah.
Hey, another question. For
yeah.
Since it took me so long to get to this. What side effects do, like, taking Xanax have?
Side effects?
Yeah, like, is well, there side effects to it? Like if you take it for, like, a long period of time?
You will start to have, it depends if you're an addict or not, but if you're prone to addiction, you'll start to sort of escalate. You'll start to feel like you need more. You'll start to have panic attacks in between the intervals when you're taking the pills. You can still be forgetful. Sometimes it can make people depressed. But the biggest issue with Xanax is it can be profoundly addictive.
Wow. All right.
All right.
All right, good times, Adam.
Yeah, good times there, baby. Snoop, you never got into any of that prescription stuff?
No, I'm cool, man. You know what I mean? All I was into was weed, you know, gin and juice, Miller Genuine Draft, Moet Champagne. You know, I stick to the script. I'm either on one thing or, you know, I can't be fiddling around with, you know, things that take control over me and I don't have no control over it.
What's the juice in gin and juice?
It's orange juice, pineapple juice, basically whatever kind of juice you like, you know what I'm saying?
That's why it's just juice.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. I want to know what Snoop's juice is.
I thought you were ghetto.
I'm down. I mean, you know, I just want
to
know what.
Yeah, I hit you to the game. No trap. I hit you to the game.
Yeah, I'd like to know the game.
I hit you
I know
to the game.
I learned the pimping game.
Yeah,
from,
you got to. Many people want to know about this pimp game.
From Bishop Don Magic Wand, you know, but now I got to learn the drinking game from Snoop.
Right.
That's all.
Right. It's official.
Dave?
Hello?
Yeah, Drew, later on, you teach me the nerd game.
Drew, you good at that.
Oh, how dare you?
Dave, what's up?
It's a fake 1-800 number.
Dave.
I'm a Wednesday with up to $2.
All right.
Oh, no,
he's sitting up here talking to somebody on the other line.
Tracy?
Hello?
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. I just want to say that I'm a big fan of you guys. I love you guys to death.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I wanted to ask you guys, I've been with my ex-boyfriend for about, we've been screwing around for like a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because it's like in the middle of sex, my vagina would just go automatically dry, and it would hurt like really, really, really bad.
Yeah, your vagina's going, why am I still with my ex-boyfriend who doesn't care about me anymore? Why am I still having sex with this jerk?
Yeah.
That's your vagina saying that.
Your vagina has a mind of its own.
It's actually a clearer thinker than you are. Right?
Well, yeah, sort of.
Yeah. If you were somebody you really cared about and you felt connected with them, that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, you'd stay ultra wet.
What minute are you on in the sex? I mean, you guys going at it for an hour?
No, actually it's like probably like 10, 15 minutes into it.
Pretty quick.
Yeah. 10, 15. All right. And did it used to stay moist longer?
It used to, yeah.
So why are you having sex with an ex-boyfriend?
I don't know.
All right. He's your ex. He's not into you.
Well,
just because he's having
no.
He's only into you when he's into you.
He's having sex. That does not mean he's into you.
When did he drop you? Did he dump you?
I broke up with him.
Why?
Because he's an idiot.
What did he do?
He was
did
with
he
another
cheat?
Girl, yeah.
No, actually, he'd be one day, he's like, oh, baby, I miss you, I love you, blah, blah. And the next day, it's like, why am I with you? So I just got fed up with it, and I just told him off.
And just kept having sex with him. So he got exactly what he wanted.
Wow. Hey, how about you dump me? Snoop wants to be dumped too. All right, Tracy, well, look.
Tracy's high too.
Are you high? Question. Tracy, you smoke a lot of weed?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I can hear it.
You got to do it.
Drew can hear the laugh.
I also have another question.
Yeah,
yeah, well, hold on a second. How come the brothers don't get the weed laugh? Only white guys get the weed laugh.
Because the brothers know how to control that, you know what I'm saying?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, weed to us is like, it's a friend of
it's
ours.
Like mother's
it's milk. It's not a drug, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like a friend of ours. When we find weed, we find happiness. It's like we live in the hippie era, you know? Uh-huh. Everything was fun and peaceful.
Yeah.
None of them were drug addicts.
No. No, but, I mean, I'm wondering, Drew, I mean, really, you never hear the weed laugh
in a black guy,
only in white guys.
No, yeah, that's right.
What is that?
I don't know. What is the weed laugh? I don't know what it is. I just hear it.
But you don't hear that.
Yeah.
You don't hear that.
No.
Snoop doesn't have that.
No, of course not.
All right.
Never had it, never will.
115 days, but who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting, man?
Tracy, what's the other question?
Tracy?
Could be less, could be more.
I'm guessing it's less.
What's the other question, Tracy?
All right, my other question is, how do you know that you're, like, allergic to, like, latex?
You get a itchy rash if you touch it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because normally whenever I have sex with, like, condoms or anything, she gets, like, really, really red and really, really swollen.
She meaning your vagina?
Yeah.
The one with the
what's
brain.
Her name?
The one with the mind that's clearer than hers.
What's her name, baby?
What's her name?
Yeah.
Violet.
I know that's why.
You named her Violet?
Yeah.
She's like, it's like a ship. I guess vaginas are all girls. Ships are all girls. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's
wouldn't
like
it
she.
The, wouldn't be the...
Okay.
Yeah, the SS or the...
Yeah.
HMS.
Hey, Tracy?
Yeah.
All right, baby. Find a new guy.
Okay.
I don't trust this old guy.
It's not necessarily a latex reaction you're describing. It could be yeast. It could be other infections. So it needs to be checked out.
Marcus.
Yeah.
You're 19.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
First of all, I just want to say I'm a big fan of Snoop. What's up, Snoop?
What up?
What's up, man? All right, I have a bit of a problem. When I masturbate, it takes me longer to come than when I'm with my girlfriend. And I just want to know why and what can I do to change that.
That's my main name.
How long does it take you when you're with your girlfriend?
Like about 15 minutes with like trying to hold it back. Like,
and it takes you 20 minutes when you're alone?
No, it takes me about 40 minutes, but I can hold.
40 minutes.
Yeah. 40 minutes.
Is that because you're holding it or because you're?
Yeah, well, it's hard not to.
You're just
not to come with when I'm in there. It's like the feeling's a lot different.
All right, but when you masturbate, it takes you 40 minutes.
Yeah.
What's the quickest?
Hold on, let me do some math.
Wait.
How long I would be masturbating all day?
How many movies are you watching while you're doing this? You should probably stop the movie on your favorite scene.
Hey, Snoop. Well, I have that Gone Wild, the Doggy Style.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that, man. You gonna make another part?
Yeah, I got one coming out called Diary of a Pimp that's coming out with Hustlers, like double X rated, so you might like that a little bit more.
I can't believe Sesame Street won't let you on. What an outrage.
All the little black kids in America ain't going to watch the Muppets now.
Why was O'Reilly upset?
We must be living in communist China.
O'Reilly's upset because one of his girlfriends gives good oral sex.
Yeah.
And she likes black rappers, and you know how it is.
That's what I heard. That's why I heard he was
one
mad.
Of his girlfriends.
No.
Was it Miss O'Reilly?
Yeah. It was his wife gives oral to black rappers, yeah, so he was upset about it.
She did Ludacris, then she did me, and then, you know.
And then she took it out on Snoop. And
yeah. Right when I got ready, all over her face it went.
Hey, Drew?
That's a true story.
Yeah, Marcus, what's up?
So what do you think I should do? Because I tried masturbating before she came over.
Let me ask you this. What's the quickest you could do at masturbating?
Masturbating? The quickest I could do it? I could do it like within 10 minutes, but see, I can hold it. That's the
all right. Okay.
I don't know what he's... What's his question, then? 40 minutes?
You're fine. 20 minutes is fine. You've got good control. Relax. You're way ahead of the game. You're fine.
You're fine.
Done with these goofball teenage boys ruining my life. I hate those kids calling up with their masturbatory stories. Drive me insane. I dream about 14-year-olds beating off. You know that?
You do?
That's my life. Yes, I close my eyes. That's what I see. That and O'Reilly's wife going down on Snoop. Those are the two things I see when I close my eyes. Actually, I see the teenage boys in my left eye, and I see Snoop and O'Reilly's wife in my right
eye. Adam Snoop's comments do not reflect those of any other members of the staff or radio station or air.
Yeah. Well,
you just had to say that.
That's right.
All right. I want to, I think we should play something from Snoop's forthcoming CD, which is coming out the 26th of November, which goes on sale, like I said, this Tuesday. The CD is called, goddamn Ebonics.
Pay the Cost to Be the Boss.
Pay the Cost to Be the Boss. And this one is called From the Church to the Palace.
Church.
For shizzle dizzle, it's the Big Nap Tizzle with the Snoopy Deal Double Jizzle.
What you gonna do, cuz? Guess I'm rolling in with them baby blue chucks. And I still got my khakis crease. I'm still rocking on the beats and keep a bad on the street. It's the S-N-O-O-P and biggest dog of them all. And you can flee in. And since I got time to drop it for you, I guess I must. And give it to you more. Like Busta Bus. I keep the heat on deck, but in God we trust. And can't none of y'all. But you can run up on a G, but that's not thinking wisely. These bullets are contagious, just like Ron Isley.
What the hell is going on?
Someone's sleeping in my home. Snoop with the Deco Double G.
Uh-huh.
Get in where you're fitting. Follow me.
Ooh. Who's the man with the dance? Who keep the khakis for his pants?
Yeah.
Keep the whole load and the people dance.
The G's and I do it for the hustlers. Here to annihilate you, mark ass busters. F the police, cause all they wanna do is cuff us. The world is chilly as if his name was Usher. But I'm still riding blacks, making the G stacks, and got them corn rolls to the back. I ain't really trying to be picky, but if you give me something, it's got to be the sticky. Green by the ounces, Lolo's bounces, Sandy Faye and Annie Mae kissing on my couch, and ooh to the ouchin', Moet Fountain. That's how we get down at the doggy dog housing. This year we ain't the thousands. We playing with niggas like a fly as a falcon. Pull up to the doggy dog palace with a car full of wicked grits like Alice.
Ooh. Who's the man with the dance? Who keep the khakis for his pants? Keep the whole load and the people's dance.
Rims is wrong.
running on the side.
They're riding on the side.
They're running on the side. 3 15-inch rims is running on the side.
They're riding on the side.
They're running on the side. 3 15-inch rims is running on the side.
They're riding on the side.
They're running on the side. 3 15-inch rims is running on the side.
They're riding on the side.
They're running on the side. Take two and pass it. It will not burn you from the Long Beach Chronicles to the Wall Street Journal. They all know the G with the Cutlass Coupe. Ask Bill Gates.
Yeah, I know the homie Snoop.
Yeah, I'm straight loaded, hanging with my folk and all over him, cause I ain't no joking. Cause I've seen so much, like enough to have your feelings touched. When the gunshots rattle, all your boys scatter. Check up on your homies, but they gave you bad data. Make a stop breathing, have it so relieving. And now you believing what I say, cause what I say is so real. Homie, you don't wanna see us still. You don't wanna catch a body. You came to the party, now that's what you should do. Now where's my baby boo?
Ooh, who's the man with the dance?
It's Loveline. Snoop Dogg is our guest tonight.
Ain't it, man?
Pay the Cost to the Boss is the name of the new CD, which is coming out Tuesday, November 26th. Also, you can find Snoop not smoking out at the Smokeout, which is coming up this Saturday. It's in the L.A. Coliseum, and we'll later in the week have Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong Everlast and Cypress Hill in here talking about the Smokeout as well.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a quick break, and we'll be back with Snoop and you after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Snoop Dogg is our guest tonight. Snoop is going to be at the Smokeout, which is coming up this Saturday at the Coliseum, 3 p.m. till 2 a.m. And all the big guys are going to be there. Dima, Cypress Hill.
Is it the Coliseum?
Did I say the Coliseum?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I meant the Coliseum.
Yeah, that's it, L.A.
Wow.
L.A.'s the place.
Remember, it used to be out in Riverside or something, remember?
Yeah. It used to be way out there.
The Glen Allen Pavilion.
Yeah,
and it was...
They made them regroup it and reshape it this year. They didn't want it out there this year, so we're going to bring it closer to the neighborhood.
And Snoop's going to be doing some prank calls with Crank Yankers this week, too. So
yeah, that should be big. That should be real fun.
Oh, it's going to be huge. And Bishop Don Magic Wand stopped by, said hi.
Church.
There he is. There he is. He's nodding his head right there.
Looking good in green, as he always does.
That's not green. It's lime.
Yeah.
Church, but it's green. It's all green. Green is for the money and gold. It's for
the honey. Yeah, that's right. I remember that. He taught me that. Drew?
Oh, it's green.
Green for the what?
Money.
Gold for what?
Money.
That's right. All right. You got to go suit shopping with that Don Magic Wand. Get you some threads. Get you out of the sweatshirt. Huh. Zach?
Hello.
Zach, you're 21.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I have this this body hair problem to where even if a girl like has visible arm hair, I just don't want to touch her. It disgusts me completely.
Yeah, it's freaking for you?
Yeah, it's really, really bad. It's almost disgusting to the point where I've there are girls who won't talk to me now because I told them if you don't shave and get rid of body hair, I just don't want to be around you.
You know, it's like being around Snoop and his posse is like being around, it's like being in a casino. All the different beepers and phones going off stuff.
Yeah.
Each one's got its own unique little
tune. It's like a beehive. You know, except for instead of, making wax, they make money. But everyone's got their own job, you know, and they all buzz around.
Hey, Zach, hair phobia.
Zach, you did not say to a girl she's got to shave herself or you're not going to talk to her.
No, I wouldn't touch her.
There's some guys that are...
Not so much the talking, it's the physical contact that disgusts me. Like, I don't want to feel the body hair.
Some people have a thing, a phobia about hair.
All right.
That's a thing. And what about hair on the head?
I don't know. Hair on the head's cool. Like, from eyebrows up, I'm totally down with
it. What about loose hair, like a hair that's wrapped in your toothbrush or something?
That is disgusting.
Okay.
Does it freak you out?
Yeah.
Well, it would just make me wonder where they were putting the toothbrush, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't... Like, if you went to Denny's and they had hair on the plate, would you eat it?
Yeah,
I would, yeah. I eat stuff off the ground all the time.
Okay.
I pee in the sink and sometimes don't move my toothbrush.
Oh,
sometimes. Since when have you ever moved your toothbrush?
Well, sometimes it's not in there.
Okay.
Unacceptable. All right.
I'm just curious.
Oh God, I think I peed in the sink on your behalf. Where was I?
Yeah, good man. And we're anyway, Zach.
Yes.
Yeah, well, why don't you go to talk to a therapist or go to a taxidermist?
No,
who should he go to? That's it? He's just freaked out?
I mean, he can. It's like fear of flying and other things.
But Zach,
can extinguish.
Zach.
Well, I've been the therapist for it, and like there was something that happened to me in high school. Yeah, I really have.
Here we go.
I don't believe it.
What happened in high school?
I don't believe
it.
Well,
okay, I was raped by 8 redneck football players.
There we go.
Yeah, it was for being gay, actually, surprisingly enough. And then it was just a really bad thing. And ever since then, like, it was...
Wait. You're tossing that off in such a way as though it's hard to believe.
Well, I don't blame you. I really, it was bad. Like, I have a thing with people touching the back of my neck, too.
Well, didn't you start with saying that you have to be with a woman? She has to be shaved clean?
Exactly.
Why did the redneck football players rape you for being gay?
Okay.
And by the way, hold on. Isn't it ironic when you rape someone for being gay if you're a guy?
Well, that's what he said. He said that's ironic. Appropriately ironic.
Yeah, I don't know.
But what I understand is, why are you, Zach, with girls if you're gay?
Well, I see. I'm not gay.
They thought he was gay.
Well, I wore all black. I was the only person in my high school who wore all black. And my girlfriend thought it'd be funny to every time they called me gay to give me, like, black nail polish or eyeshadow to go with it. And it was a big joke to me.
Whatever.
And really?
I got cornered, and it was bad.
And they raped you?
Yeah, like, with hands and whatever they possibly could. And then kicked the crap out of me and left me into the bleachers at a football game.
Oh, well, that's not raping. They tugged on your junk and beat on you a little bit.
Well, no, it was penetration and all kinds of stuff.
Penetration with a penis?
Yeah, two of them actually. Yeah, my mom just found out from my counselor actually. So it was a big whole ordeal, and she wanted to go back and kick ass, but it was a whole lot to deal with. And a couple of the guys had long hair, so I had this whole like hair touching me thing.
Wow.
Now hold on a second. And how old were you when this happened?
I was 16.
No, that's not this. That doesn't work at 16. That doesn't work.
It doesn't
that way,
hang,
16.
But there's something.
There's elements of it that are sort of intriguing.
Yeah, something about it is compelling to stay with. Not that I believe it necessarily.
Now, Zach?
Yes.
I don't think this is where your hair thing came from.
Okay.
It wouldn't have started at 16.
Well,
it would have been around before 16. Think about where you were at 16.
16, I didn't lose my virginity technically on my own accord until I was 17 years old.
I'm just saying, you wouldn't do the hair freak out thing on chicks on their forearms or something if a guy had long hair and gave you a thumbing in high school.
Yeah, it was
always embarrassing though. Like when I started growing hair, like armpit hair, I never wanted to raise my arms. Like it was always embarrassing and just disgusting to me. I didn't
always.
I thought
it was because the guys who raped you had long hair.
Well, yeah, but see, that's why it's disgusting.
Starting to fall apart.
Yeah, which is it? Always when the first pube popped at 13 or at 16 when the long hairs raped you?
But then again, the fact that he was victimized may have been previously victimized.
Yeah, I kind of believe the part with the black nail polish and stuff. Snoop, what do you think?
It's just annoying.
I think he liked being touched.
Snoop, what are you eating over there?
I'm eating some fish from my favorite spot. You know me. I'm a veterinarian.
Is it that place... It's the same place Don Magic Juan got you fish the last time I saw
you? That's my dog. He always look out for me. He gonna take care of his dog. You know what I'm saying?
That's how we
do it in the hood. We look out for each other. Good looking, Bishop.
Couldn't he get his dog some other food every once in a while? He's got to feed him the same fish every time?
No, because I'm on a good diet right now where I'm trying to be healthy. I'm trying to take care of myself.
No, I can see
fish.
That. French fries,
and fish.
Fried catfish, and orange soda. That's Pritikin, isn't it?
That's ghetto healthy, man. I could be going to McDonald's getting me a Big Mac, you know what I'm saying, a burger that's been sitting up there for 4 hours, but I'm getting some fish that was freshly cooked.
Freshly fried.
Yeah, freshly fried and freshly caulked, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No.
It looks good. Wait, show us that. It really looks good.
Oh, Drew.
No, it really looks good.
Please.
Look
Give Drew some. Drew, you want some?
Okay.
Drew, you're sick, right?
What are these things?
What are the balls next to it?
Balls.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Cat nuts.
Hush puppies. Hush puppies. Is that right?
No, we call them cat nuts in the hood.
What are those? Is that just cornmeal or something?
Yeah, cornmeal rolled up like cat balls.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Still looking for food.
True. Snoop, how do you stay so skinny?
I eat the right foods.
And no. Forget about the food.
No, I stay in shape, man. I like to, you know, stay in shape. I play basketball, football, workout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you should be fatter.
No.
Yeah. Esther?
Hi.
Don't argue with me when I say you should be fatter. He should be fatter.
You're right. He's bulimic, Adam. I think so.
I think he's throwing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bulimic.
Black guys don't get the bulimic and they don't get the pot laugh. Esther?
Hello.
You're 18?
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
My roommate and I were having a discussion, and we were wondering, if a man's testicles were cut off, could he still have an erection?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It depends, actually, somewhat of what age. You know, if he removes the testicles after an adult, everything functions pretty much normally. So although testosterone levels fall, and that sort of changes sex drive, but everything else functions normally.
Okay, so could he still orgasm?
Yep.
You can?
Yeah.
No nuts. What am I towing around these nuts for the last 38 years? Getting caught up in the bicycle seat, people kicking it, getting basketballs thrown into it, grabbing them all the time.
Yours
they smell like hell.
Yeah,
they look like hell.
Yours are moving right on out.
Why don't I get rid of them?
They're on their way, boy.
I don't need them anymore.
They're down around your knees now.
Where's the orgasm coming from? The stomach?
Yeah.
From the prostate and the seminal vesicles. And the fluid is created elsewhere. The testes just create the sperm, and the sperm gets mixed with the fluid.
So
that creates the testosterone.
It's like
too.
The pixie dust factory, but
that's right. The real stuff.
You wouldn't know it. Let's just say, Drew. Let's just say, Snoop Dogg did what he did to Bill O'Reilly's wife on your belly.
Right.
Okay, and then had his testicles cut off.
Right.
And then a month later, he did the same thing again to you.
Couldn't tell.
On your belly.
Couldn't tell. No.
Wouldn't taste a little different. Wouldn't taste like catfish one time.
No, it depends on his diet, but...
Okay.
No, would not.
No, you wouldn't be able to tell. Mm. And just as much would come out?
That I don't know. Because, again, testosterone affects a lot of these things.
All right. Well, let's find out.
I know you want these nuts.
All right, Esther. There you go.
Thank you.
That's the end. You, did you win the bet, or were you gambling?
Oh, no. We were just wondering about it.
Okay. All right.
Good times.
Let's talk to Michael, who's 19. Michael?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Main fan of your show.
What?
What's that?
I'm a main fan of your show.
Yeah?
Adam, I think you're really cool.
What kind of condition do you have?
I'm in a wheelchair. I have a spinal muscular atrophy.
Whoa.
Spinal muscular atrophy?
We'll check. Do you know the other name for that?
Werner-Offen.
What is it?
Werner-Offen. Hold on.
Werner-Offen?
Yeah.
Right.
What is it?
Spinal muscular.
Werner-Offen.
Oh, I thought it was...
Wisnan-Offen?
I thought it was Kugelberg-Wieland syndrome.
No, I'm...
You're the more severe form.
Yeah, I'm the more severe form.
Spinal muscular atrophy is usually a Kugelberg-Wieland.
Sure, the guy's... Hold on a second. The guy's operating his wheelchair with a crazy straw, and you're busting his chops like a Jeopardy.
I want to make sure it wasn't somebody just goofing with us.
All right.
Okay, that's good, Doc. Right. You understand that. Doc knows the terminology for that.
Actually, I am the upset, but whatever.
All right, you're the real McCoy. Now,
I'm the real McCoy.
Are you in a wheelchair?
Right now I'm lying down, but...
Normally, you're in a wheelchair.
Okay. My patients with spinal muscular atrophy, you tell me if this happened to you too, felt that as their disease got worse, they had their intelligence increased. Did that happen to you?
Okay.
Well, that was one of my patients reported that.
Really?
I had a couple patients with this, yeah.
I got more time to
That's
read.
Interesting.
No, I haven't.
All right, okay. So are you able to work or do anything like that?
I'm in college right now.
In where?
In college.
College?
Yeah.
Okay. You doing... You're calling from Berkeley. You going to Berkeley?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
Film me.
All right. It should be like Stephen Hawking.
For a film though.
What's that?
I'm a film major.
Film major.
Interesting.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
I want to direct.
Direct.
You're right.
Wow. Awesome.
You want to direct ghetto movies like gang violence movies?
Whatever. Anything that sounds good.
Yeah, they'll do anything.
Wow.
All right, so what's your question, Michael?
Listening to your show like a month ago, and Adam, you said that no one wants to cast you in any movie.
Yeah, no one wants to put me in any movies except for, yes, I like to be in some movies.
Yeah, but he didn't mention Michaels. One of the reasons is that he won't talk to a casting director, won't go to a casting director. He insists on being called and given instructions where he turns up for a role without reading for
it. I feel as if they should come to my house and take me to the set.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, he has a reputation for being a pain in the ass. That's what
Please. Snoop, we've worked together many a time. Did you find me to be a pain in the ass?
You fun to work with him.
That's right. A complete professional. I come over to Snoop's house, I get baked, and then I start eating.
He's a complete professional. Not a professional, but a professional.
There's no problems whatsoever.
That's my main name.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Listen, I appreciate your interest, and don't worry. I'll get in the movies if Snoop has to put me in one of his own himself.
I want to ask you a question.
All right.
All right. It might be a little bit odd, but I wrote my own screenplay.
Right.
And I think you got here in the film, and I was thinking it would be really cool if you could play one of the doctors.
One of the what?
Doctors?
One of the doctors?
And, you can play the other.
All right, I'll do it.
I'm in.
All right. Hey, listen. What are you going to do, send me the script?
Yeah.
Great, but then you can't read it, right? Isn't that how that works?
No, I can't read it. It's illegal to read it, and I can't read, which is really the reason I can't read it.
Okay.
All right, but listen. You ever out in the L.A. area?
I'm afraid not, no.
All right, good. Then stop by. No, never out here, huh?
I can come down.
All right, listen, it is the time of the show. And I'm telling you, we got to get some T-shirts made up because this is the point in the call where I'd go, listen, buddy, we're going to send you out a T-shirt. What do you say? You know what I mean? Like a official Loveline cowbell, Dr. Drew and Adam, Mutastic cowbell or something. We need some swag to hand out so when it gets uncomfortable in minute four of the calls that aren't going well with the guy in the wheelchair, I can just say, hey, pal, we're going to sit you out with a windbreaker.
Some lovely parting gifts.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael, I'm sorry. I guess I can't read the script because then there's all kinds of legalities and stuff. But you're going to Berkeley. You're fine. You just keep on top of that. Snoop Dogg is in our studio tonight.
Having fish, which is my favorite dish.
He's now done with his fried catfish, French fries, and corn balls, and orange soda, and he's now just spooning. He's got a wooden spoon and a tub of margarine. He's just eating it straight now.
So out to the good.
You got to come out with a book, so. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Dr. Drew, that almost sounded like Dr. Dre. Dr. Drew.
That's why he called himself Dr. Drew.
That's right. I was piggybacking on that.
Yeah.
Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Drew was at your door.
Yep, Anderson's going to put that on a card. Of course.
He just immediately reached for the tape.
Get some mileage out of that drop.
He wasn't taping that?
No, he was taping it.
All right, cool. We got it live on the system, you dig?
Snoop Dogg's going to be at the Smokeout, which is going on in the Coliseum out here on the 3rd at, this Saturday at 3 o'clock till 2 a.m. Yeah. Along with Cypress Hill and Edema and Everlast, and Tommy Chong's going to MC the thing, and Cypress Hill and many, many other bands.
That's my main name.
And also, I'm told now, Snoop's got a show on MTV, and he's also been offered the part of Huggy Bear on the new Starsky and Hutch movie, which is coming out. Are you going to take the Huggy Bear part?
Yeah, you know, most likely I'm going to take the role because I don't see nobody else that could play that.
Boy, your buddy.
Yeah.
The Don.
The Don's going to, what he's going to do, he's going to assist me as far as with my outfits and
right.
with my mentality, you know what I'm saying, as far as getting my mind state ready for that character.
Right. He's going to basically be going on catfish runs and getting your fedora hats. He's going to make $2,000 a week hanging out on
You're
the
crazy.
Set. I know what he does.
You crazy as hell, dog.
Ooh, sorry.
Too much. It's all right. I get it for you. I make you better.
Sure.
All right. So now wait. What's the MTV show?
It's a television show that I'm working on with MTV. It's called Doggy Fizzle Televizzle. And it's my own show where I get to be me and just have fun, you know. Do a lot of wild things, you know what I'm saying?
And what's the premise? I mean, do they just follow you around with the camera?
It ain't nothing like the Osbournes. It's more or less like, remember the show in Living Color?
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of kind of like that, but it's not as many characters. It's just Snoop Dogg, you know, and a lot of different skits.
So you're shooting it like on a stage?
Some of it.
Improvisational comedy.
Yes, it's. I couldn't really explain it to you. You'd have to see it for you to really get it.
Well, when are we going to see it?
We're trying to get it to air on the 26th of November. If not, it will be the first week in December.
All right, so it's coming up in 26th of November, coincidentally, or maybe not coincidentally, is when the new CD comes out.
Yeah.
Paid
the cost to be the boss. Remember that old James Brown song? That's what it's all about.
Hardest working man in show business.
Ain't he, man? He came to my house a couple of weeks ago, and we sat down and chopped some real game.
Now, did he come out to your house?
Yeah, he came out to my studio.
House that I went to?
No, I got another one where my studio is located. It's called the church.
You had a studio in the house that I went to,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that little back studio and one in the big house, but I changed my whole situation. I made my house a home and then put my studio outside of it.
Now, you're living like more in town now?
No, because it's only about 15, 20 minutes away from my home.
Right. Okay, so I don't want to divulge where Snoop lives, and I was too stoned to remember. That's Snoop's plan.
Dog Pound, California.
Snoop invites people over to his house, and then he gets them so baked, they have no idea where they went. I got home, I didn't even know I left my house. All right, let's talk to Jesse, who's 19. Jesse?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Not much. I was wondering about consensual age. I have a girl who's 19.
Yeah.
And a girl who's 17 who really like me. And I'm wondering if it's legally okay to go out with them and have sex with them and all that.
You're how old?
Huh?
You're how old?
I'm 19.
Well, what I've got here for the state of Colorado, which it says you're calling from, 17 is age of consent in your state. You might want to check. This is somewhat old material. Ageofconsent.com. In fact, Ann, why don't we get up that site and reprint stuff, get it updated.
They have ageofconsent.com?
Yep.
And that's it? You just check it, figure out what it is for the state you're in, and that's
it? Yeah, yeah.
And it never varies within the state, does it?
No.
It's a statewide
thing. Same age, no matter what you ask. So I thought 18 was legal.
And that's, but each state is different.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, what's I always say sounds dumb. We ought to just decide on one. Like, you know, one age for the draft, one age to drink, one age to buy cigarettes. Why not one age to get laid?
Yeah, 18 is sounding like a cool number.
If you, because you live in Hawaii or Arkansas, I don't know where the low ones are.
Snoop's back on Sesame Street. That's it. Boom, he's on.
This is his bit. He's going to explain the age of consent.
Exactly. 18, baby. That's a good thing. That's a Riley I can complain about that.
A kid's got to learn how to count. Why not count to count to the age of consent with Snoop Dogg?
Can you count?
All right, Jesse, it seems like you're okay, but get on that internet and find out for sure.
All right, thank you.
All right, don't get anyone pregnant.
Give them a couple of months. Wait till their birthday before you really give it to them, Jess.
No problem, I will. Adam, I want to say that you're a god, and thank you so much for all the knowledge that you give to everybody.
Thank you, Jesse.
And thanks to Dr. Drew and to Snoop Dogg. What's up, man?
Ain't it, man? I got to do it.
Take care, Jesse.
I want to answer like that.
See, listen. See, Snoop has good answers.
Yeah, like, they demand I got to do it.
People say, hey, Adam, I think you're a god. And I go, hey, gee, thanks a lot there, pal. Snoop's like, hey, I got to do it, and I'm a boy. All right. Well, let's... when are they going to do that Starsky and Hutch movie, do you know?
We're supposed to be shooting in March, April, and May.
Yeah, that was made. Who was that? Antonio Vargas?
Antonio Vargas, David Soul.
And Paul Glazer. Paul Michael Glazer or something.
He had
like
a middle name, yeah.
I got it. Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 30?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I've got a question for all you guys. Well, first, have you seen the movie Bowling for Columbine?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I heard it was good.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's basically a documentary where Michael Moore investigates the prevalence of violence in American culture.
Right.
And he goes through, you know, the typical arguments about, you know, because guns are so widely available here in America, whereas in England,
right,
you know, they
right.
don't have guns, so they don't have murders.
Right.
But then he looks at Canada, and Canada, you know, they have millions of guns for all their in all their households, and yet they don't have many, you know, gun murders that are going on.
Yeah. Well, let me say this, because we got to go to break. We do a lot of this, you know, like we do that thing where it's like they have almost no breast cancer in Japan, so we should start eating this, and then in Greenland they have this, but they don't have that, and then here we have this, but we don't have that. It's just starting to turn out that certain places they have this and they don't have that, and we should just accept it. Doesn't always have to do with diet or climate or guns in the household. Certain cultures, all cultures are a little bit different, and it's not the fact that there is stuff available. It's the fact that that's what the culture chooses to use. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's continue this discussion. It's interesting.
All right. Snoop Dogg here tonight.
Yeah.
We will... Yeah, see, people should say to Snoop, look at you. You got six-pack abs. You have 5% body fat. How do you do it? And Snoop would say, well, in my culture, we drink orange soda, we eat fried catfish, and we'd be writing feverishly. Okay, we got to do that. Well, we wouldn't want to do that, would we? Wouldn't work for us.
Drink an occasional 40 ounce of some Old English.
Yeah, before you go to bed.
Yeah, right before.
We'll be back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong in here tomorrow night. And Everlast in Cypress Hill on Wednesday, Thursday. Snoop Dogg here tonight, joined by his spiritual advisor,
yeah,
Reverend Don Magic Juan. And Juan, Don, Reverend, looking good.
All
as
right,
usual.
Yeah, how you doing, Adam?
Good to see you again.
It's always a pleasure to be with players. You know what we told you the last time? It's always a treat when players meet.
That's right. I remember that. I remember green is for the money and Drew, gold.
Honey.
For the honey. That's right.
Catch you on real fast round.
Oh, yeah. We're quick studies.
Catfish and cat balls.
You have not lived till you've been to the honeycomb hideout where... Don Magic Juan calls his home and look through his suit closet.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of James Brown slip-ons with the pointy toes and crazy rainbow colors. It looks like a trout. That shoe. Oh, my God.
Got that 3D glass.
Best day of my life. Yeah, he's got it set up. He really has his place set up.
I've seen a vision of a car out there.
Oh, yes. Yes, he took the caddy tonight. But yeah. He will often roll in the rolls as well. All gifts from his apostles,
wow,
too, by the way. That's right.
Nice.
All right. So, now, Snoop, how long have you known the Reverend?
Well, me and the Reverend, we've been friends for about a decade now, you dig?
Oh, really? It's been a long time.
Yeah, and we just constantly growing with our friendship as we fellowship, you know. He's a good friend, you know what I'm saying? A good friend to have, as far as I'm concerned, because when you get to a certain status in this music world, in this entertainment world, you know, you really can't find too many genuine friends that love you for who you are, and he's one person that, you know, it's a mutual thing, and we love each other, so it's a good friendship.
Did you meet at, like, the Players Ball or something?
Nah, I met him at a award ceremony, the Soul Train Awards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, you just hanging out, Reverend?
Well, you know, we had flew in from Chicago, and, you know, I had known Snoop, you know, through music and everything. You know, I was a fan, you know, like,
sure,
it wasn't too much rap music that I listened to, but it's some that Stragman, you know, he was skinning it about that, you know, that pimp music, you know, the girl, the gin and the juice, the whole thing. So, you know, it struck a chord, you know, so I become a big fan. And when I met him, he told me if I ever come out to L.A., do you know what I mean? He put his arms around me, and that's exactly what he done.
And is he, you going to the smokeout on Saturday?
Well, I'll be over in Chicago plugging that big Players Ball November the 30th in Chicago.
Ah.
You know, and so, you know, I'll be getting it all fired up. So when Big Snoop Dogg and Boosie Collins and James Brown come on over.
Oh, that's a
combo.
It'll
be hot. It'll be hot.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, Baba.
That's a lot of crazy shoes right there. Drew.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, like I said, it's a blessing to be with Snoop. You know, the changes and the growth that has happened and occurred in his life. And, you know, it's given me an opportunity to have a chance to sit around and watch some of that, you know, music being made. I mean, it's just incredible to see how hard working this man is, the hardest working man in hip hop.
115 days, no marijuana. Not bad, right?
That's a blessing.
More time with the kids.
Yeah. Hard not to smoke the spleef when you're hanging out at the honeymoon, the honeycomb hideout. I found out as well.
We got a room in the back that's like the resort, you know, in case you want to get away from things and let your mind be free.
Yeah, it's called the bathroom. All right. Oh, you know, and the one thing I do remember about Don Magic Juan's honeycomb hideout as well is the toilet paper, $100 bills.
Ooh.
I wasn't sure if it was real $100 bills. But I used my hand just to play it safe, and I took about 30 feet of it. I stuffed it in my pocket. Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 30.
So he wanted to know about the violence thing.
Well, right. Yeah.
It was interesting because right. In response to what Adam was saying, he looked around the world, and, you know, we all play these, you know, violent video games. We all watch these really violent movies, and we all have poverty, and guns are available and here in Canada.
Right.
And, you know, I was also wondering, Snoop, what you thought about it, being from the hip-hop community, which is notoriously violent, or else it's portrayed at least to be a violent thing.
Well, I don't feel like guns kill people. I feel like people kill people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And right. A gun, it could be a toy gun, because I got a little son, and all he does is he grabs a little action figures and make them fight and, you know, make the little gun sound, pew, pew, and all this. He loves horror movies, but I don't think that he really wants to kill somebody, you know, unless he's going to, you know, constantly be brought up in that. If I teach him that, it's all about how you were taught and how you were raised, and that's how you become who you are. So, you know, it's our culture, you know what I'm saying? I can dig the way the culture is. You know, we love it because that's just the way we were taught. If you watch news, the first thing come on news is the bad news. It's never, today was a great day and this happened. It's always, we interrupt this program with shocking news. Somebody was killed, this happened. It's something negative, so it's what the world put out, so that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, but, Jeff, too, you got to look at the United States as a lot of people from around the world who are willing to fight and use some guns for a certain amount of freedom and democracy, you know? So it is a little bit in our culture to take up arms if someone's giving us trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true. But one of the points...
All right, who cares?
Oh, my.
I don't want to talk all night about this. We got a question for Snoop. Hey, Richard.
Big up to Dogfather and Don Magic Juan. How you guys doing tonight?
Shush. Ain't it, man?
And how you guys doing, Drew and Adam? I love you guys so much. You've given me some help in the past.
Temple? Should that be your rallying call, Drew? You're half Jewish, right? You say temple?
Say church.
Church.
But my question is this. I'm very truly dedicated to my craft, which is production, you know? I got some low-end equipment, you know, I'm not that rich or anything, but I really do what I can, like every day I make a little bit of music. But my question for Snoop is how would I, you know, where is what I've been wondering for a while, like who would I approach or where would I go with my tapes and my sounds, like who can I approach to seriously break into the industry, because it seems like where the hell do you start?
That's a good question. I don't really have an answer for you because it was who I knew that got me where I'm at. So it's not like you can go to a local DJ or a local somewhere to turn in your music and be seen and heard. It's coincidence and it's timing and it's a little bit of luck, you know what I'm saying? It's who you know. So hopefully you can fall up to a radio station or a concert or something and try to get your music to an artist or a radio station DJ or somebody who's in the game that could put you in the game, because as far as just going and finding somebody or giving you a program or a plan, I don't really know, because I got in through luck and knowing somebody.
Well, is there any way that I could officially, you know, present my music to someone anywhere in the industry? I mean...
Well, you can hit me up at doggystylerecords.com and... Once you get on the internet and do all that typing back and forth information on what you're trying to do, we got a little outlets. And there's a lot of record companies out there that's always looking for the new talent. So you can hit up all of the local, you know, record labels that you're trying to get at. If it's rock and roll, if it's hip hop, whatever it is, get on the internet and, you know, see what label is looking for. And then you send it like that.
All right.
All right, Richard. You got to just keep scraping. That's all. I'm making lots of tapes, hand them out. None of them ever get heard. And then someone listens to one of them and you're in if you're any good.
Then you make $1 million overnight.
Well, you got to be good, though.
Hey, I'm good. I'm just wait.
All right. All right. Yeah, give us a little sample. You have anything?
I have tapes, but it's not queued up and all that.
See what I'm saying?
All right. All right, well, so you got to be ready.
That was your big break right there. You just wasn't ready.
Now, I know I'm talking to Snoop right now. You know, I'm feeling like I could send you something, but I know you got probably millions of people trying to call and give you something.
Whatever.
All right, Richard. And what kind of name is, what kind of rap name is Richard anyway?
It's not my rap name, dude, and I'm a producer, man.
Oh, okay. But even as a producer, don't you need a cool name?
I do, but I'm talking to Snoop. I'm just trying to talk to Snoop.
All right,
I
love you guys. What is your cool name, though?
My cool name, I got a grip of different names. I got 1138, Entertainment, Trauma, Halo, Chaos, all that. It's all right. Gonna.
But is it Snoop?
Who cares?
You got to stick with one name, right? You can have 30 different names. All right, that's it. See, everybody, everyone. See, here's what everyone thinks, too. Everyone thinks that all they need to do is have someone crack the door for them, and then once they get in, they're in. But once you're in, you got to produce.
You got to show and prove when you get in. It's not just, you know, one great move or one great song. It's like, you know, it's a lot of one-hit wonders, and you don't want to fall up under that wrath. You want to, you know, create a dynasty and a legacy for yourself as far as being able to continuously put out good music. So it's not the one good song. It should be a couple of songs that are great from you.
So who was it Dr. Dre for you that...
Actually, Warren G. Me and Warren G was in a group together, and Warren G took my tape to a Dr. Dre party that they was doing for one of their friends. It was like a bachelor party, and the music had went off. And when the music had went off, Warren G slipped my tape on. And, you know, as my music began to play, you know, they started inquiring who was it, and Warren G told him it was me, it was his homeboy Snoop, and then they made the phone call, and the rest is history.
How old were you then?
18.
Oof.
So you need to go to the doctor and get checked out.
Is that Warren G?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
He was up here.
I know, but when, it must have been at least three or four years ago, right?
Yeah. You know what's funny about Warren G is I told him that Snoop was in here the week before and he got high. And then Warren went off to his car and he got high immediately right after I told him this.
You shouldn't have told him that. What if you told him Snoop jumped off a bridge?
He came back and he was comatose, too. He had nothing to say the second hour.
Anderson, stop sabotaging the show. All right, let's hear something from Snoop's forthcoming CD, which is coming out on Tuesday, the 26th of November. All right? This one is called... What is this called?
Is it Hourglass or HR Glass?
Hourglass.
Hourglass. Right.
Hourglass.
I'm so glad that you believe in me like I believe. This love's exactly how I picture.
How I picture.
It's such a joy when I receive all that I need. We flow and smooth just like a river.
I believe in you.
I believe in you too. See, can't nobody make me do what you do. I mean, I'm so in love with you. Ugh. I never thought a girl could make me, take me to a whole new world, reshape me, love me, hate me. Lately, we ain't been fussing or fighting. You play all day, and I be working at night. And the only one who understands my life and the cake and the icing. These other girls in the world live their life so trifling. I couldn't do it no more. I had to sit you down and make you my wife. And
yeah,
cold thing, but you know, it's a cold game. It's so real, I had to bless you with my last name. Slow me down, straight took me out the fast lane. Hold me down, come on baby, watch me do this thing. I've been crowned king, so I guess that means that you my queen. You'll have my seats, let's go ahead and raise this team. It's so special, you're all I ever need.
I'm feeling good and my baby's home. We're spending time, holding hands. Could this be the fella that can satisfy my every need? Is he the one? We've been around and we're both grown. Look at me, I'm like a baby. I took that chance, and I feel secure about this love romance. But that's so fun, and I believe what you say. Ain't that special? Oh, that's my soul. Feel the same when you whisper softly and call my name. Here I come. It's more than words that I ever could sing. You're that you bring. Maybe your walk is just the way you do me. I really think we are the two, cause I believe in you. Take a second, realize we can make it. Don't stop. Oh, boy, we about to take it to the top. I know you're gonna love what you about to see. Do you believe in me? about to do, 'cause I believe in you.
And I believe in you too, 'cause it's the right thing to do. And I believe in you too, 'cause it's the only thing to do. I couldn't give you away, no matter what my friends say. See, when I'm gone away from home, I'm alone every day. I left a gang of messages for you on your two-way, but you ain't hollered back, but you know how you play. You say, okay, I say, no way. We got to be together forever in a disay, 'cause I believe in you.
Take a second, realize we can make it. You about to see, do you believe in me? We can make it all night long, baby, if you don't stop. Come on, boy, you know you got me so hot. I know I'm gonna love what you about to do, 'cause I believe in you. I'm so glad that you believe in me like I believe in you. This love's exactly how I picture,
how I picture.
It's such a joy when I receive all that I need. Just like a river,
like a river.
Is this my truth? When I make love to you,
to you.
Just like that day back in September. If we might run into problems, I know you see. There's nothing for you I won't do,
'cause I believe in you.
Snoop Dogg.
And that song was called I Believe in You.
Yeah, that was not Hourglass. That was I Believe in You. Yeah. And that is off of Pay the Cost to the Boss. And,
Pay the Cost to be the Boss.
Oh, to be the Boss. Sorry.
It's all right.
That's all that done.
Yeah,
dang,
that's hood. That's,
I know,
exactly.
I know, but I can't read it, you know?
Pay the Cost to be the Boss.
That's right.
The disc was also marked Hourglass. So.
Oh, you're saying, Anderson, you're saying the disc was screwed up?
Yeah. That disc, that's what I'm saying, bitch.
All right. All right.
Suck me.
Snoop Dogg is in the house, in the hizzy. Yeah.
In the hizzle for shizzle, dizzle.
Save it for the crank call, Snoop. The Smokeout Festival is going on this Saturday, and we'll take one more call before we say goodnight to Snoop. Bobby?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. You're 21. What's up?
Yeah, I've been smoking pot pretty heavily now for 2.5 years, mm-hmm. And I just wanted to know what the best way to quit was. Like, I heard Drew saying you should be going through, all these withdrawal symptoms, and I don't want to do that.
From me to you, Bobby, the best way to quit is how you started. Just quit.
Just don't do it at all?
Yeah, I mean, the same way you started. Stop. I mean, it's you. It's your control, because you got to understand, if you can't take control of the drug, it's going to take control of you, and you wouldn't want to, you know, have a drug controlling you. You know what I'm saying? So, just quit.
But, Snoop, not all our callers have your intestinal fortitude when it comes to that kind of discipline.
Well, it's not that some have addiction, because that's what addiction is. You can't stop. If you can stop, you just stop. But if you can't, then it's addiction, and then you need help.
Well, and, but we don't know if Bobby has addiction
and
or not.
It sounds like Bobby's...
But Bobby hasn't tried. Bobby, have you tried to stop yet? Have you just said, I don't want to smoke no more, I'm through?
Well, yeah, I've tried that, and what happens is I can't eat a lot of times, and also, like, when my friends are, you know, passing the joint around the room, you know, I'd much rather be high, you know, than not high.
Yeah, right. You might have to go to MA. The 12-step is really, when you really can't stop, whatever the reason, whether it's an excuse or the environment, whatever it is, there is a solution out there, and it does work. And there's a lot of people with your story that get better through MA. So
yeah, go get some professional help and get in a room full of people that feel like you and is probably going through what you're going through.
How about the gin and juice therapy?
The gin and juice therapy, now.
No?
You substitute that with water and orange juice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You start putting healthy things inside of yourself.
That's the right idea.
Yeah.
All
get
right.
Healthy.
The Archbishop.
He's going to be on Sesame Street before you know it. Hey, Bobby?
Yeah.
All right. So go to MA.
Okay.
All right, and listen.
Snoop sent you.
Tell Snoop sent you.
Yeah.
And, you know, in MA, when you make it a year, they give you a brownie, right?
Watch that brownie.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby.
All right,
take care of yourself. All right, Snoop has to fire up the Snoop DeVille and head to the Honeycomb Hideout.
That's what, you know, that's where I'm going. I'm on a mission, wishing, fishing.
To eat, you know, fishing is right. It's probably going to be more fried catfish over there. So I want to bid adieu to the great Snoop Doggy Dog, and we will see you. We'll see you on Friday in Vegas.
Good times,
Snoop. And are you going along to Don Magic Wand?
Well, you know, I got to keep up with the big Snoop Divas.
Yeah, because, you know, we're putting him on a bus, you know.
Well, you know, he can handle that. You know, he need that room so he can relax and stretch and meditate and get his gang tight so when they hit land, it's going down.
Yeah, but Jimmy told me he was going to bring, like, 30 people with him on a bus.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, why not? Jimmy, y'all know how I do it, man.
No, I know.
Make it fun, man.
I know. That's what I was talking to him on the
way.
It's
y'all turn to get me baked, but I'm going to say no this time.
So it's going to cost us $4,000 to get Snoop and his posse out there.
It's well worth
every penny.
Oh, that's all. Is that all that Snoop is charging you to be on your TV
that's
show?
That's just to get Snoop out there.
And you were giving me ass about wanting my wife to come with me.
It must be a famous
come on,
player
Adam.
That's that famous player love. You know, I normally charge 15 to 20 G's for 15 minutes, Jack.
Drew's coming out on Friday, too, and he wanted to bring his wife, and he wanted us to fly her out there, and we said no.
The doctor. The players ball.
Yeah, when's the players ball? Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago, November the 30th.
Drew, you get the flyer?
No, I missed.
It's off the hook, man. I'm telling you, come on down, Adam. We're going to crown you with the trophy, Player of the Year.
All right, well, maybe we'll just fire up the bus and we'll take it from Nevada out to Illinois and
there
we'll go to the Players
Bowl.
You got
the Zephyr now, keep it in the back of the bus.
Yeah,
satellite
broadcast.
It'd be awesome.
All right. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back after this. What is happening? It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Snoop is not in the hizzy. He is left, and he's heading for the Honeycomb Hideout.
He doesn't just say hizzy either.
The hizzle finishal.
Is it fizzle, 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 busy?
Yeah, watch out, because I think the F-word's in there somewhere, and we just
really
don't know it.
No.
Yeah, that's the that's how the blacks trick us into saying the F-word.
I see.
They say fishizzle, my nizzle. I think it means something bad. All right.
Good times.
Let's, anyway, always good to see Snoop, and even better to see Don Magic Wand. And you guys are just sitting home, you know, looking at the radio. You really missed out on Don Magic Wand. I mean, describe his apparel, please, Drew.
It's a sort of a tunic.
Yes.
With matching pants.
Yeah.
Chartreuse.
What would you say the material would be? Lamé?
Linoleum.
Linoleum.
Yeah, LeMay, yeah, something like that. And then huge purple glasses with diamond encrusted.
Yeah.
And jewelry, though, that was more the size of sculpture than jewelry. It's like stuff with, like raising off his hand a good 4 inches.
Pointy mint green James Brown shoes, yeah. Right?
Right. And the card to match the color.
Matching green hat.
Is Archbishop.
As you know, Drew, green is for the money, gold.
Honey.
Those are his colors.
And the hizzle for shizzle, dizzle.
Hello?
Hi, Lily.
Hello.
What's up? You're 18.
This is for Snoop.
No, you're not there right
now. Yeah.
Hello?
Snoop's in the for shizzle, my nizzle.
So he's not there?
Yeah, no. he just split.
Oh.
Yeah, an hour and a half to talk to him. I know you've only been on hold for 14 minutes, so I don't feel too bad.
I've been on hold, huh?
Yep.
Wait, were you going to crack wise? I can see how long everyone's been on hold.
Mm.
What's up?
Well, it was a question of oral sex stuff like
that. All right, listen, Snoop's gone. You don't want to talk to us. That's evident.
So be it.
We can take him. We're big boys. Jimmy, I like this too, by the way. It's like, Snoop's not there? No. Yeah, but what was your question? Well, it was a question about oral sex.
Yeah.
I guess if it's not a question about oral sex anymore, then we can go. Shauna?
Hi.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hi, Shauna.
My question is, I don't masturbate, nor do I like the idea of masturbating, but when I'm by myself, I'm constantly rubbing, like, my stomach and playing with my pubic hairs. I'm, like, twirling them, and I don't even know I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure why I do this, and I just wanted some thoughts to it.
Well, do you twirl your hair on your head, too?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always picking at my skin.
Well, are you taking speed or cocaine?
No, I don't do any drugs.
Do you pull your hair till it comes out in patches, that sort of thing?
No.
Why don't you masturbate?
Just the thought of it really makes me sick.
Oh, interesting. Do you have any trauma history?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was abused by my dad.
Sexually? What'd he do to you?
I was abused for a long time.
Sexually abused?
Yeah.
All right. So there's...
It's not a problem, but I don't know why I do it, and I can't.
Well, it is a problem. It's left its mark, let's say. Although you may sort of day-to-day not be aware of it, it's sort of left an implicit memory in your behavior and in your biology. And one of the things that is coming out of that is you sort of picking and twirling your hair. It's a way of trying to soothe. You know, hair twirling is sort of a self-soothing thing. And you're sort of doing that all over the place in compulsive and uncontrollable ways.
Yeah.
So your dad molested you for a number of years.
Yeah.
Have you got any therapy about this?
Yeah, I'm in therapy now.
Okay. Right. There are actually medications to help with those compulsive hair pulling and that sort of thing.
Where's your dad now?
In prison.
Oh, that's good.
Excellent.
For doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. When's he getting out?
I'm not sure.
Not for a while?
2007.
2007? Well, hopefully there'll be a prison fire and he'll burn in his cell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
All right, listen, I'm sorry he did this to you. You can blame your mom some, too.
Well, yeah, she...
She was sexually abused, too.
No, I don't know, but she left, so I never really got to know her.
So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
My God, she left you with the abusive dad. Yeah. Well,
what a dynamite lady. And what do you have for parents now? Do you have any step parents or anything?
No, I've been in foster care systems. Since then.
You sound like you're in pretty good shape, though. She doesn't have the curls.
Yeah. Voice. You have a boyfriend?
No, I don't date.
You don't?
No.
That's good. You don't have to date for a while.
Yeah.
You do your therapy. You get yourself straight, and then you start dating.
What's your just out of curiosity? What's your ethnicity?
White.
And were you adopted into this family or anything?
Yeah.
These abusive.
Yeah, I was adopted.
From where?
When I was four.
You were adopted at age four by the abusive family.
Yeah.
What happened to your original parents?
Drug abuse.
Drug abuse, but you're not from a foreign country or something like that.
No.
And they were drug addicts, too.
Yeah.
What is up with the screening process with the adoption agencies or were these sort of foster parents? I mean, did these people who molested you, did they actually adopt you?
Yeah, they adopted me.
Yes.
Incredible.
Wow. All right. Sorry you've been through that, Shauna.
You sound pretty well preserved, though. Do you have some positive relationships with adults?
Not really. I try to stay away from, you know, as many... I mean, I try to have mostly superficial relationships.
Good. Me too. It's the only way to do it. I barely know Drew's last name.
Well, I have one question to that, kind of. I've kind of, you know, struggle with, like, anorexia and with, you know, self-injury.
Sure,
and I
right.
just wanted to know if this has any, you know... If this behavior is part of that.
Yes, all these behaviors are part of the trauma.
And the picking and stuff is all part of that.
But your trauma history is multiple traumas. Abandonment, addicted parents, abandoning mother, abandoning stepmother, sexually abusive adopted father, foster parents. It's just, it's the full menu of trauma.
All right. And speaking of trauma, it smells like high karate and Popeyes in here, and it's driving me insane.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
What am I gonna do? Move this trash can out of here?
The break, I guess.
I think we make the move now, Drew.
It's pretty bad.
All right, you ready?
Why was it? What Snoop was eating? It didn't seem so bad.
You know why? Because there was a context.
Yeah.
Like
we were looking at him eating it.
I was smelling Don Magic Wand's High Karate.
Yeah, thanks.
And I was looking at Snoop eat catfish, and I was thinking, all right, there's a place for this. But now they're gone, and it stinks.
Residual, yeah.
All I got is the catfish and the High Karate.
Ann brought it up.
Yeah, Ann walked in here and said it stunk. How can you guys handle this? And then shut the door and went back in her room, and it left a mark on us.
I'm a veterinarian.
Hello?
Jimmy?
Yeah.
You're 18. What's up?
First, I want to say, Dr. Drew, I'm glad you're better. Is Dr. Bruce your brother?
No, not my brother.
Yeah, you're wondering how he got the hell on the air, right?
That's a question, sure.
Yeah, it must be nepotism.
Bruce, I've been working with Bruce for years. He has the right training and stuff and so
He has the same disapproving moan as you, too.
Well, I'll avoid this behavior in the future.
Bruce, 30 seconds. Adam, my man show sucks.
I really don't.
Yeah, he's a delight. Drew knows as long as Bruce is filling in for him, his job is safe. That's basically the psychology behind this.
Good for you, Dr. Drew.
Yeah, he's a smart man, smart man.
Is it possible to be asexual?
Yeah. There's usually something behind it.
Oh, yeah.
But you could say that one out of every 10,000 guys maybe just doesn't have the drive.
Yeah, it's pretty rare. But you first want to make sure that there's not something biologically going on, Jimmy.
Biologically?
Yeah, like we had a guy in here, if you remember, a couple months ago that had a prolactin-secreting tumor that shut down his testosterone production, and he had no sex drive essentially throughout his young adulthood and didn't realize he was different. And then they discover what it was with thyroid diseases, testicular problems, adrenal problems. There are many, many hormonal conditions that can profoundly affect sexuality, as well as there are psychiatric conditions that can, and medication can.
How would the physiological ones manifest itself? I mean, would he have low body hair?
Maybe.
Things like that?
Yeah, that can be.
Hey, Jimmy?
Yes?
Oh, what's going on in the background? I think that's our
party.
Background.
Yeah.
All right. Tell him to shut up out in that hall, would you?
Shut the door.
Hey, maybe you should go get a workup.
A workup?
Yeah, see a doctor.
Yeah, you go to a doctor and tell them what's going on, and they take a few blood tests.
Why don't you tell us what's going on? What is happening?
Well, porn became disinteresting. I mean, it was all just the same from picture to picture. Whoa. Legs, breast, vagina.
Whoa.
And it was like, you know, who cares anymore? And so I threw all that away, and he was gonna try dating and everything. I only dated once when I was 14, and it's just not very interesting. I don't put in much effort. I get numbers, but I never call. I never have that push.
Yeah, right. Was it ever arousing to you?
He sounds depressed to me.
Oh, yeah. Was it ever arousing to you?
Yes, but it always, when it really was, I was always too timid. It's like calling a national radio show. I wouldn't do it.
That's weird. All right. But listen, first off, you never, ever throw away porn. Ever. That's number one. And then number two, I think he got some depression going. Number three, he's 18. He sounds like he's in his 40s. It's like
I have an old soul, man.
Yeah. All right. That old soul in young person usually equals depression. But I would go in and seek the counsel. I'd say psychiatrist or psychologist first. Mm. Talk about depression part, and then go to a doctor and get the makeup.
I mean, both, for sure, yeah.
Because sometimes you get a little hypersexual when you get depressed, but it can take the wind out of all your sails.
You sort of schizoid.
That flat affect kind of thing?
I think I'd disconnect.
Yeah.
Dated once when I was 14, but then couldn't bother with this after that.
Right.
Oh.
Well, what do you 18 think?
18-year-olds.
Like,
yes.
Dad beat him or something?
No, I don't know.
Saw somebody die?
No. Sometimes
just flat? Yeah. Not a lot of friends? Jimmy?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of friends?
No, I do. But when I was younger, it was an uphill battle. I never had friends. I was always picked on in the schoolyard and such. And
yeah. Jimmy's like one of those guys that gets up on the watchtower with the hunting rifle.
No, I took acting and machining instead.
Oh, good.
Instead of going on the watchtower.
Instead of getting on the watchtower. What are you turning on that lathe, buddy?
I just made a meat tenderizer. I'm making a vise right now on a mill and such. And
nice.
It's really cool.
Meat tenderizer is basically the metal hammer that's got the waffle end on it, right?
Yeah, it is sweet. I put a chrome finish on it, man. It's beautiful.
Nice. Good for killing, too. Good for killing drifters. What's that? Yeah, Jimmy, I'm glad to see that you're turning this into a passion, this metalworking and acting and all that stuff. But it's time to get a little help in the depression department. And I think if you work on that,
it's going to it's going to work for you. And this is depressed.
This needs a diagnosis, whatever it is.
All right. We made a meat tenderizer. Meat tenderizer is one of those things that sounds like more than it is. A meat tenderizer.
It's like a mallet.
It's a clean hammer.
Yeah.
It's a hammer you keep in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's always weird when they make tools for the kitchen that are like what you'd see in the garage, but they're in the kitchen. Like,
yeah.
I'll tell you one thing I could never get down with. The scissors in the kitchen.
Yep.
You know, it's like, oh, yeah, use the scissors. Yeah, use it for cutting the cartilage or whatever. And it's always like, yeah, but those are scissors. Doesn't it make, it turns you into Mangala all of a sudden when you pull the scissors out and you're going at the meat?
Pan Pan sold us some nice scissors.
Oh, Pan Pan. I like to give him a whack whack in the head head. Oh, Drew, don't even get me started on that. Drew gives this guy named Pan Pan, this Asian fella, calls Drew and starts bothering him about selling him knives. So what's Drew do? Drew gives the guy my cell phone number. I'm driving along one Sunday. It's 9:45 in the morning. The phone rings. It's like, hey, this is Pan Pan, the knife salesman. I'm like, I don't even know where I am. What are you doing? Drew's wife gave me the number. I'm like, yeah? Well, when can we meet? I don't know. How about 10:45, he says. I'm like, it's Sunday morning. I don't even know who you are. Well, we get together, we get some knives. So we get together, not that morning, but I tell him, look, just come out to the radio station. He's like, I'm a friend of Drew's. And, of course, it turns out that Drew doesn't really know him that well, and they just wanted to get this guy off his wife's back, so his wife gave my cell phone number. Then he comes out to the studio, and he's like, yeah, I got these knives. And they're like, you know, you can get a set of four steak knives for like $1,100. Or you can get, like, the jumbo variety pack for, like, $3,300 for, like, nine knives. And I'm like, well, what about those cleavers? I need a cleaver, and I'm going to get a cleaver for Jimmy. Jimmy's, you know, he needs a cleaver for the car, too. He likes his cleavers. And the guy's like, yeah, I'll get a cleaver. And they're like, $198 a piece, and then it's, like, $12 shipping and handling and then processing thing. It's like $450 for two cleavers. So I say, okay, sign me up for the cleavers. And he's like, that's it? And I was like, listen, I don't need a cleaver. I'm buying the cleavers. He's like, that's all, huh, buddy? You short me, huh? Why you short me? I'm like, hey, listen, you keep it up, and I'm not going to buy the cleavers. And he still keeps it up, so eventually I tell him I'm not buying the cleavers, and now he's pissed. That guy was like a sociopath. Hey, Drew, thank God you gave my cell phone number, you idiot. Hey, you know, sometimes I just lie in bed, I think of reasons I should be mad at Drew. I got to put Pan Pan back on that list. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Tommy Chong in here tomorrow night of Cheech and Chong fame. Guess what he's going to be talking about? We're talking about the smokeout.
The smokeout, yeah.
And Drew, really remind me to bring up my spectacular softball catch when I played in that celebrity game with him.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
I think it was his son that was batting.
Nice.
Ellie?
Yes.
You're 22?
That's right.
What's up?
I've been seeing this girl for a while, and I don't know, her background is, you know, she's from another country, she's Catholic, they don't really have much as far as sexual education there, so she doesn't know what an orgasm is, but we started getting active, and I think she's having an orgasm, like, we'll go on for a while, and then she'll ask me to stop, saying that it tickles, and I'm wondering if she's actually having an orgasm, or what's going on.
She's not having an orgasm.
No. Where's she from?
The Philippines.
Where'd you meet her?
In the States. She's been here for a couple months, and I met her in school, and we started dating.
Well, she may feel as if an orgasm is coming on,
and, but she's not having one.
Sometimes women get real sensitive, and it feels like they're being tickled, and it gets uncomfortable.
Bitch! They have to know how to sort of help you
help themselves.
Adjust to that. Yeah.
But here's the thing, don't get too obsessed with it.
I mean, she's having a good time with you sexually?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a ringing endorsement.
Well, she's never really been with anybody else.
Mm-hmm. So she doesn't know if she's having a good time or not, Adam.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she...
Hold on a second. What is it with all these guys? I never trust them, by the way, when they do all this sort of projection and speculation, and they become like gumshoes, you know? Mm-hmm. Drew knows what gumshoe means now.
That's right.
Private detective, where they're like, well, she's never been with anyone else. She doesn't have a lot to compare it to from a sensation standpoint. Yeah. But judging by the look on her face, I'd say she's having between, well, if I was a number between 1 and 10, I'd say between 7 and 9.5 on the pleasure scale. Again, not having anything to compare it to. Always makes me go, uh-oh. She's not having a great time.
Right, right.
Because when you know someone's, it's like when you know someone's enjoying a concert, you don't have to sit there and read them the whole time. It's right. Like, yeah, their head's moving, their foot's tapping. I can tell they're grooving.
Right.
You don't even have to talk to them about it.
Any people want to know about this pimp game?
Yeah. Ellie? So, hey, listen. Yeah. Don't think about it too much. You give her some oral sex.
Take it easy.
I do, and you know, it's the same thing. You know, she's like, it tickles. You know,
Eli, very easy.
Yeah. Oh, it's Eli, by the way. It's called him Eli.
Go easy.
Yeah, and don't. Yeah, this here's the whole thing. Don't make your pleasure or satisfaction completely based on her pleasure and her satisfaction. Yeah. Take the pressure off the whole situation. You love her, right? You love her?
Oh, yeah, very much.
You love her. She loves you. You guys are being intimate. That's beautiful. You're finding your sea or semen legs together. And just enjoy the ride.
There you go.
Don't push. You know what, guys always have to sort of put the screws. But you know what? I've realized this is how guys are. Because, you know, I watch these football games with 10 guys every weekend.
Yeah.
And there's 5 games going simultaneously, and everyone is, you know, shoving their face with, you know, bagels, lox, hot dogs, and donuts as fast as they can get them into their mouth. And yet, we must gamble on every game, too, in order to make it meaningful and special. Right. There has to be something at stake.
Yeah.
And we couldn't just sit back and watch the 5 games and enjoy each other's company. It's like,
Has to be a payoff.
I can enjoy it. What's at stake? At stake?
Yeah.
And when you bring that mentality into the bedroom, which is, hey, you should be just enjoying yourself, but no, got to be payday.
Where's the payoff?
There's winners and losers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm keeping score. It ends up, the joke ends up being on you because you don't end up enjoying the game. You're just, oh, the spread. Oh, no. Why are you doing the onside kick? No. You should have been going for 2. It ends up backfiring on you.
Yeah. Good point.
All right. Thank you, Drew. Drew Raley says good point. Matt?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah. Hey, Drew, you're awesome, and Adam, you're funny.
Oh, nice.
Thanks. The pause before the funny.
What's up, Matt?
Well, the other day, my girlfriend and I had a sexual encounter for a while in the morning, and then I went to work without showering or anything after, and a little bit into my shift, my penis started bleeding. And so I went to the bathroom, and there was a...
Hold on, so it's become like a Mad Lib at this point.
Yeah.
I do realize through the cell phone and talking to Snoop that I only need to understand every third word to really know where the conversation is going.
Right.
Like, he was like, the other morning, me and my girlfriend were... And I didn't take a shower afterwards. In work. And when I was at work, I noticed...
And you just say...
Itch, a penis, and you're like, all right, I'm with...
No, you're church.
I'm with you.
Say church.
I know where he is. Wait a minute, where was he now?
5,
yeah. All right, Matt, connection any better?
I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you go.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, cool. So anyway...
you found a hair.
My girlfriend and I had sex. I went to work. My penis was aching.
It's aching.
And so I went to the bathroom.
You got that.
And there was a hair sticking out of it. And, like, not a pubic hair, head hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled it out. It was actually inside the pee hole.
How long was it?
About 4 inches long.
Did it hurt to pull out?
It didn't hurt to pull out. And
the pain didn't go away right away. It eventually subsided, after maybe a couple of minutes.
Was it one of her hairs, or was he passing a hair?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm pretty sure it was one of her hairs, because my hair isn't that long.
You can't pass a hair, can you, Drew?
I don't know where it would come from, no.
I mean, if you ate a hair, your stomach would dissolve it,
could
right?
The question is, could you grow a hair? You didn't have to pluck it. It just pulled right out.
Oh, no. It was no.
Yeah, it was like when the magicians pull the scarves out of their sleeve.
Right.
Exactly.
Interesting. Well, the question is, did it go in, or did it come, did it go in through the mouth or through the urethra?
No, it must have come in. How could it possibly? There's no...
You can't pass that.
No.
No way?
No way.
Why? Because the stomach will dissolve it?
Well, no. What this filtered through your kidney is microscopic.
You couldn't pass anything through there.
Only because through your kidneys is on a microscopic level.
Really? Because I think I peed a matchbox car out once when I was a kid
That came in through your ass.
Oh.
It eroded from your rectum into your...
Right. So you're saying that...
I wonder, though, whether some aberrant cell growth or something. But he didn't say
it. Your kidneys are like the groundwater being filtered
just
through the limestone, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's like nothing big. A hubcap couldn't get down there. It has to go through all those layers of sedimentary rock.
That's
yes?
It. Microscopic.
Okay. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Yep, that's Loveline, everybody. All right, we're going to take a little 22-hour extended break. Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong in here tomorrow night. I want to thank Snoop Dogg and Bishop Don Magic Juan for coming in here tonight. Always a thrill. It's always a treat when players meet, Drew.
Indeed it is. Church.
Shizzle, my nizzle. So until next time, this is Adam Kroller for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Drew was at your door.
This has been Loveline. Opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.